What's goody? It is your girl CJ.
It's your boy Freddie P in the building.
I am Nation by way of Unity.
Oh, okay.
Ooh,
oh, we had intro. An upgrade since last week.
You know.
Hell yeah.
We've got an upgrade. And we are YFT. The Nerd Perspective.
Shout out to our in-studio audience.
We love y'all, man.
Hey. We appreciate every single one of y'all for coming out, showing us love.
It's a lot of y'all over there.
I know. Me.
They look good.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we blessed over here in YFT. That's man, all I gotta say.
Big blessings.
Yes, yes, yes. So, how y'all been this week?
Man, I've been good. I've been happy this week, man.
That's wonderful.
I've been good. You feel me? Got some good news on the, you know, on the business end. You know what I'm saying? I got some good news on that front. You know, don't want to say too much.
That a secret. People be like feeding off your downfall. So.
Exactly. You know, some things you got to keep to the crib, but it is good news nonetheless. And then also, like I was telling y'all earlier, I got my hands on a Series S. Xbox console. Originally, you feel me? Appreciate that. Appreciate that. I was in 2013 with my same day one Xbox. Shut your ass up. He got a PS4. Nobody care. Anyway, it's really cool seeing the major leap in graphics like 10 years later. But you know, so that I take that as a dub. Shout out my brother Brian for coming through and being the plug. I appreciate you, bro.
I can feel that though, because my homie Chris is on the Xbox side still, and he has that same type of journey you had. Mm-hmm. And I remember him telling me about that jump, and I was like, you know, I don't care. But that
damn.
Hey, shout out Chris, because we have that type of relationship where like he's the only person I'll be like, bitch, fuck you, and he'll say it right back, and we don't mean it.
You gotta
and y'all
have
know
those
I don't
friends.
Talk like that.
Yeah.
You so, gotta have those friends.
Like I see his face, I'm like, man, like. I'm ready to fight.
Yep. He was a bitch.
Shout out, dude, youngster, man.
We all gotta have those friends. Man.
How you doing? How you been this week? What you? How you feeling?
We can skip me.
Should I have gone last?
Nah, life been kicking my ass. I feel like the universe doesn't want me to have nice things. My car has gotten broken into twice within 10 days.
Damn.
And I'm suspecting I got a package stolen. $88 worth of product.
What kind of product?
Skincare.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Yeah. I opened an investigation with USPS. So hopefully I can get my shit back. To the bitch that stole it, mm-mm. I'm coming for you.
Mm-mm. You know,
your days are counting because God got my back. I don't know if he got yours.
Hallelujah.
Okay?
That's a fact.
Hallelujah.
Most likely it's the person who did it.
I'm not going to do nothing to you. I'm going to leave it to the big man upstairs.
More than likely.
He going to do you worse than I'm going to do you.
Facts.
Unfortunately, it's more than likely the person who stole your package is the person who delivered it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at
knowing
least
what you've
that,
been with.
At least with that, I can get a full refund for the products. Mm-hmm. If it is USPS. I'm mm-hmm. hoping it's USPS. I'm sorry. I don't want to prey on y'all downfall, but.
She's been through a lot, y'all.
Yeah.
Like, this was not good timing, mm-hmm. USPS.
Mm-mm.
We did y'all, not need this right now.
This is the time to send thoughts and prayers. This is the time to send thoughts and prayers, people. Yeah. Nation, how you doing?
We're going to open up a GoFundMe for thoughts and prayers.
We're going to open up the doors to the church, pass around a collection plate to students, to the studio audience.
It's going
to
be beautiful. We're going to make all this right. I feel a CJ, though, because life been kicking my ass, too.
Yo.
It's like, I don't really remember the last week.
Damn.
I was really thinking, like, when she said, how you been this week? I'm like, what I do. But no, I remember, like, it's coming to me now as I'm remembering we were just on set on Saturday.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
That was fun time. Shout out Irving Lambert.
Yes, sir. Shout out the squad. Awesome. Shout out everybody who was up there with. It was good meeting y'all fellas, man.
It's so sad I missed it. But I needed that.
My girlfriend has a dog now.
Ooh, you are so cute. Welcome to the squad.
I'm a stepfather.
Welcome to the gang.
Oh my gosh. By association, you are also a dog step parent.
No, so yeah, I'm a stepfather.
We're all dog parents here. Yes. Well, you're more of a dog sibling.
Dog sibling, yes. He's more my brother than anything.
We have to have a little park day with all the little babies.
When you know how to behave, yeah.
Yeah, my dog gonna go crazy.
Listen, y'all know Gambino.
Yeah. Apparently Juju barks at other dogs.
The dog's name is Juju? Yeah. Like Juju B? Oh, that is
and so he's only crazy. 2 months. So it's like,
oh, I know. Wow. He's a baby.
Yeah. Like he,
dang.
So we both got to remember that. But yeah, he acting up right now in the house.
You know, one of my friends has a puppy too. And he would actually watch Gambino before you guys started watching Gambino. And he's Gambino's uncle, but he's been going through with his little dog. And I'm like, you have to remember, it's a baby. Yeah. I mean, not a baby, but, you know, they're still puppies.
And I heard he's doing better today. He's been doing a lot better with house training more so. So shout out Juju.
Good job, Juju. We're Gambino, rooting for you.
Juju and Mufu and Mufasa.
Mufu.
Mufu. Mumu. That's what I was going to say. That's our nickname for him. But
Bino, Mumu, Juju.
Juju.
That's that trio right there.
Oh my gosh. The dog version of YFT.
It's like an AT&T bar because I know how big all of our dogs are, like in comparison.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
It's like you have the newest dog, so you have the smallest one. And then Gambino is a pretty decent size, bigger. I would assume bigger than your dog.
I don't know. The picture
a little bit.
A little bit?
A little bit bigger.
That dog's gonna be bigger than Gambino in like 3 weeks.
And then I have a chow chow. So he was obviously, he looks like me right now. Very much bigger than the other two. They'd have fun together though.
They would. That'd be nice. Yeah.
Oh, what kind of dog is it?
Miniature schnauzer.
Ah, okay.
Oh, he's in the mini family.
That's a cute looking dog too.
Mm-hmm. Insert picture.
All right. Whoopsh.
All right now, Freddie.
Yes.
You have some news for us, don't you?
Oh, I thought I was dropping that randomly.
I mean, you can do that now.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Dear Diary.
I couldn't help it.
Dear Diary.
For those not watching, Nation is in control of the soundboard.
He is our official DJ.
Now, that last one was the soundboard. The applauses was our live studio audience.
Right. Had to distinguish that.
Appreciate y'all.
Yes, every single one of you.
Exactly. All y'all, we appreciate our fans.
Bruh. Yeah, I got random, like, levels of news, right?
Okay.
They have to do a different shit. So,
okay.
We were talking earlier. Anybody a fan of Lilo and Stitch?
Yes, love it.
And yes.
Okay. That's actually crazy because if you don't know, CJ hasn't seen shit in like life. And it's like, it's a rare thing that we ever have all seen the same thing.
That is a fact.
Like, so this is a big deal. There has been a lot of controversy this past week specifically. About the casting of the live action version of Nani, who, if you don't remember, is the eldest sister and legal guardian of Lilo in Lilo and Stitch.
I love me some Nani.
For real, I think I think we all do. As a consensus, I think we do.
Nani?
Right. Her and the lifeguard.
Baddie.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
From jump. OG Disney baddie.
Wait, how old is she in that movie?
She has to be like 19, 20, bro.
Right? Gotta be, right?
Yeah.
Because she's working.
She's like an adult.
Right. Okay, just checking.
Yeah, we...
She over 21, though. Can she buy her own drink? That's what I need to know.
Like, she's not real anyway, so it's okay, Fred.
Shit. People on the internet don't let that shit slide.
She belonged to David.
Right.
She belonged to David, who was the animation on making people attractive in that show.
Yeah. But yeah, man, it's y'all, how y'all feel about that? I think the if you don't know, the controversy is basically like that she's a lighter skinned actress compared to Nani, who obviously in the cartoon is much darker skinned than that.
She me.
Are we surprised?
No. I'm you know, frankly, just Stop it. I don't know who keeps asking for these live action remakes.
Facts.
Who facts is, on that. Like, and this is no like judgment at all. But please, if you're asking for live action remakes, just let me know, because I don't hear nobody asking for this. Because
that part.
That is. And yeah, in comparison to Lilo, is she indigenous? Is the actress indigenous?
Yes, the main character straight.
Actually, I do not know.
I think Lilo looks good. I think. I haven't.
How does Stitch look?
Right. What's the CGI? That's what I want to know. What's the budget for the CGI?
Yeah, because we're not getting the first version of Sonic. I'd be damned.
I was just about to say, are we about to get Sonic all over again? Because you will get bullied.
Again.
Yeah, that's Disney characters are some of the you're not fucking with them. You're not. You don't have that kind of.
It's for those reasons you shouldn't even do it, because it's like I don't trust y'all to just. Put a cartoon. I'd rather you just put cartoon Stitch in there,
right? Because like, what? I didn't watch the live action Kim Possible series. I'd be damned.
I forgot about that. Forgot that.
I didn't watch live action Beauty and the Beast. I didn't watch.
Oh shit, that was a thing.
Live action. Oh, wow. I didn't watch live action Aladdin.
I didn't either.
I'll be damned if I watch live action Lion King, because I am not going to sit there and listen to Beyonce. I'm sorry.
I did see that.
I did to support Donald Glover, but I was immensely disappointed.
Here's the thing. We're going to go back to Lilo and Stitch, but I got to go on this rant real quick. Why do we continue to put Beyonce in acting roles? I don't care if she's physically not there. She can't act. And we know this. This isn't shade or anything. Love you, sis. But we know this. We all saw Obsessed. The most she did in Dreamgirls was sing. And that's all we needed her there for. But the thing is, Nala is such a supportive role that Beyonce can't just sound like Beyonce. She's a support role. All I heard was Simba. Like, you know how Beyonce talks. Simba. They could have just hired the original voice actor.
This is why voice acting is important.
What would have been amazing.
Been underappreciated.
I can't remember her name. If you could look it up for me, Freddie, while you have your phone out, because like the voice actor for Princess Tiana would have been perfect as Nala.
Oh,
Anika, I think.
Yeah, Anika Noni Rose.
Yes. Oh my gosh. But yeah, okay, that's the end of my rant. That is the one reason I didn't watch the Lion King one. The only live action Disney one I will watch is Little Mermaid. Cause let's go, Hallie. I'm excited about that.
I heard any movie featuring or involving Maleficent was good.
I believe that. Because they do villains justice. Villain movies are always great.
And didn't Angelina Jolie play her?
Yes.
Yeah, they wasn't going to happen.
She wasn't going to let that happen.
Right.
It wasn't about to be a flop on her watch.
Right.
I don't know if I'd agree with that, though.
Agree with what?
It's like retelling villain stories to give them, like, I don't know, like a backstory that you can feel like sorry for them for. Like, bad guys aren't bad guys anymore.
Because I'm not.
Yeah, but it's like Maleficent is a victim of circumstance because she used to date the king and then he ripped her wings off and tricked her and then enslaved her people instead of her just being a villain.
But that brings a human aspect to it, because think about any villain in history has some type of backstory that humanizes them.
You can be humanized all you want.
I mean, right, that still don't make them, right, like, any better.
I think the problem is a lot of people who either make or consume this type of entertainment, they start to, like, they're not a villain.
Right, and it's like, now no. Yeah, they are. Maleficent's still a villain.
You're just getting context of why they're the villain. They're still the villain. It's just the context of what brought them there.
And it's crazy.
See, that I agree with.
But see, okay, so let's do a comparison real quick. Y'all remember Beauty and the Beast, right?
Yeah.
Or not Beauty and the Beast, I'm sorry. Sleeping Beauty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In comparison, was there anything realistically that Maleficent did in Sleeping Beauty that was worse than what happened to her in the first place?
Not that I can think of.
Yeah. But, like, again, that doesn't excuse her actions.
That's what I'm saying. So why is what she did less violent than what happened to her? And she's the villain. But you're retelling the story from now. It's like now you're telling us her backstory. Yeah. But the character that she was portrayed as, yeah, she was a villain when we were kids. But then when you look at the story you tell now, it's way worse what happened to her than what she did.
Yeah.
Why? It's like when they tell The Little Mermaid, are we going to have some type of sob story for Ursula? It's like, oh, she's a victim of circumstance too, instead of just being like.
No, she's going to get her own movie afterward.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, if you explain motivations, that's cool. But then you making it seem like the stuff that happened to them is worse than what they did when they're the villain in the first place. Like,
but that's what made them a villain.
Right.
And they chose to be the villain.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, but what they did isn't nearly as bad as what happened to them. And I feel like it should be worse. It's like if you're reacting to, if you had your wings ripped off your back, the people you call family were made slaves by people you trusted. I think your get back would be a lot worse than I'm going to make everybody go to, or the fairies made everybody go to sleep. And the only person that suffered was the king's daughter. Your whole community got enslaved and went to war between the first two movies for Maleficent.
Well, here's the thing. This is where I go back to where it humanizes them.
Mm-hmm.
Because ultimately, I feel like, granted, I'm projecting. I feel like the reason that what they're doing isn't as bad as what they went through because they know that it's not impacting the people that did it directly. Now, if it was the king she was getting her lick back at, oh, that man's dead.
Right.
But it wasn't the king that was getting the lick back. It was Snow White.
I think the real problem is they don't account when they make these first movies that we're going to make a villain story.
Right. Yeah. Continuity is not. Yeah. We're going to make a live action version of this like 70 years later.
And we can't make it ass.
And right. It's
just for the sake of it not surpassing the original content that we have.
Right. The Grimm's Brothers stories are so old. Yeah. And that's actually very accurate.
And Angelina Jolie was not going to let her story be boring either.
Right.
She's like midwear.
Was there ever a backstory for Maleficent before this?
Heck no.
Is there any content or source material?
Like literally
pull up
bad, evil in your name.
So yeah. It's like
you turn into a dragon.
We literally just did revisionist history with no history to be revised.
Exactly.
In the first place.
Right. That sounds like some very
so
American
shame on
shit.
Y'all.
Yeah. Stop taking stories that already have endings and trying to make them better.
You want to know why they're doing it? Because there's a lot of evil people in this world, and they're trying to make it so that we don't see evil as evil no more.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. That's what I was getting at.
You going to humanize Bane next?
Right. Stop doing that.
I'm not.
It's like,
you're about to be evil.
Right. The line. Okay, it's cool. The line is you got something done wrong to you. We understand that. But the minute you decide to become a villain and make somebody else a victim because something happened to you, you don't get to get redeemed like that. You made your choice because you could have stopped.
Heroes be having the worst things done to them.
Right.
And they choose to be heroes.
Right.
It's like that.
Stop it.
There's always that real life example. I remember seeing this years ago of like a father has two sons. Father's an alcoholic. One son becomes an alcoholic. The other son chooses to never touch alcohol a day in his life.
Right.
Same origin, two different outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the choice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people was like, life was a menace to me and I'm gonna be a menace to you. And that's legit how some people think in real life.
That is true. This I agree with.
Again, going back to the humanization. Because they, like, with these live actions, obviously they want people to relate.
I don't think that's what villains are for, though.
Right. You a villain.
Humanize, sure. Relate is like, then it gets to a point where like,
yeah, if somebody did that to me, I would do that.
But that's my point. That's my point. They want you to relate so you can internalize that and be like, oh, that's not so bad. So when you look at other shit in real life.
Right. Now, oh, like, yeah, oh. Yeah. If I was that mad, I'd do that, too. No.
It's the government.
Stop doing that.
They're trying to tell us something.
Mm-hmm.
This is getting shut down.
Okay, my rant is over.
Yeah, no, that's...
Yeah, so that was just some random news I was throwing at y'all. I'll interject as our podcast goes on.
Okay.
Desensitization. Okay, that's it.
Oh, man. So, guys, I think with last week's podcast, we didn't really get it. As you could probably tell, we got a lot to say about high school.
Man, some of us more than others.
Because, again, that's our origin story. That's where we come. You know, your developmental years are technically like middle school, high school.
Yeah.
That's where you build the relationships that actually have an impact on you, mm-hmm. and where you actually begin to learn lessons.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. When it came to how y'all's friendships were in high school.
Ooh.
Was it... Well, one, are y'all still friends with those people now? And two, what was the what was the intercept in, like, what made y'all friends? And then what kind of took you away if you're no longer friends?
Ooh, you want to go first or you want me to get that one?
I need to think about who I'm even friends with.
Okay, I'll take that one. So... For me, if we're talking about high school, like, okay, ask the question one more time because I want to make sure I answer you straight.
So, first question was, like, your friendships, are you friends with anyone still? And then what was the intercept? Like, what brought those friendships together? Was it your nerdiness? Was it, like, other things, maybe sports for you guys? I don't know.
Got you.
And what was the cause of no longer being friends if you're no longer friends with those people?
Okay. High school. Do I still talk to them? Am I still friends with them? Actively? No. There's no like beef or animosity with anybody that I was friends in high school with. It was just one of those, you know, like you graduated high school, people went to college, some people moved, joined the military, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But a lot of the people that were in my class went to different colleges outside of the state. So everybody went different places, right?
That's interesting, like, hearing Californians leave California.
Oh, yeah.
I very rarely hear that.
Yeah, at least, like, my grade, because I can't speak for yours, but, like, a lot of people were very... There were people that obviously stayed in state, but a lot of people went to very outside of California schools. Some of them were close, like Nevada or Arizona, Oregon, you know, Washington, but there are people that went to Florida, New York, Wisconsin, people that went to like the Midwest, right? Things of that nature. That was very popular. There was like a pipeline from our high school to like a couple of colleges out here and in like the Midwest. That was like the thing.
Probably because y'all went to a PWI.
Yeah, PWI, and was, you know, predominantly like Christian. Oh, so it was like a very specific universities, like very specific community.
We were POWs.
Right. Yeah, we was SWBs. Students while black, you know what I mean?
Listen.
It was just one of those things where it's like I'm not active like every day the same way I talk to like y'all with them. That's the only reason why we don't talk. Do I still have conversations with some of them every now and then? Yeah. But how did we meet? For the most part, it was really just like, if I'm thinking back to it, like my friends in high school that I remember going through shit with that was like there was like Jeremy, Fabian, Ryan. Who else? Yeah, I think that was it. Like, those are my guys. Like, I had people I was cool with for sure. Like, people from sports or like classes that we maybe have two or three of the same classes and I see you all the time.
Yeah.
But those are like my guys. So, you know, Jeremy just got married not that long ago. So shout out to you, bro.
Hey.
You know, congratulations to you and the missus. Yep.
Y'all have to do that.
Yes, sir. But yeah, it's like those were my guys. And what really got us, me and Jeremy was basketball. Like, we both played, we both hooped. That was kind of how we met. I would stay after school, like, later than everybody, and we would just get shots up. Ryan was friends with Fabian, if I remember things correctly, and me and Fabian met, like, freshman year of high school. And the reason why I, like, spoke to bro was because he had a roller backpack. And I was like, I thought that was interesting. Like, okay, like, bro got a roller backpack. So I just chatted bro up, and it was like, he was cool. And to be honest, I got to give Fabian props because he was the first person I ever heard hype J. Cole before J. Cole blew up. Way before J. Cole blew up. He was the first person that put me on the J. Cole mixtape Cole when we were in high school. So this was way before Cole blew up, right? Damn. So shout out to Fabian for that because he's the one that put me on to like to J. Cole and Wale. Ooh. So okay, shout out to Wale. Fabian for that. But yeah, so no, we aren't still active friends. Do I still communicate with them on and off? What got us into that was pretty much just like regular shit in high school. Like, mm-hmm. you got a weird backpack. I think you probably a cool dude.
That's so funny you say that because, like, that era, the 2000s era, especially like late 2000s, 2010s, like, it was the backpacks.
Mm-hmm.
I feel backpacks sparked conversation.
Yep.
Like, you wanted to have a cool backpack so people could compliment you on it. I remember I wanted a roller backpack and had a really cool blue funky design. And I was just so happy with that shit. And then I actually went to school and I forgot how many stairs I had to climb with that bitch. And my books were heavy. And I was smaller than I am now.
Freshman.
So that was in middle school.
Golly. That was the thing. Everybody, you brought every book to every class.
You needed every book to every class, low-key.
Which was stupid.
I learned how to manage that.
Right. I was like, I'm about to be carrying this geometry, social studies.
Especially when it's due to black period for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that part.
I stopped in high school. I didn't do books anymore at that point.
Yeah, we were fortunate. I was like, I can get the PDF version of this? All right, cool.
See, I didn't even do that. I just didn't have it. I would share with my best friend at the time. We shared a locker.
Smart.
I forgot what it was. You know what it was? I could never remember the code to my locker, but I remembered the code to his. So we shared lockers.
I feel that.
And it was just kind of like...
Consolidate.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
Why do I need a textbook when me and my best friend have a lot of classes together?
Hell yeah.
Why?
Exactly.
But Nation, what about you?
And I was trying to think about it. I didn't really talk to nobody. Like, there was people I talked to, but as the years went on, I was like, I'm not satisfied here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, at one point, like, I had no problem. I think my whole senior year, I was in the computer lab, like, anytime there was free time. Mm-hmm. So, like, because I think by that point, like, just, I was tired of being the nickname I was. And it's like, it's time to go. And
we're gonna have to do a little Patreon special where you share that nickname because it's
for sure gonna take some coin.
Yeah, you're gonna have to come up out the pocket for that one.
Because I'm curious. I'm pretty sure Freddie already knows what the name is, but I'm out of the loop.
So every time you bring it up, I'll be laughing because like I know what it is. It's like I'm glad you like was like, yeah, I'm tired of this shit. But it's like it's funny seeing like I didn't know you had that correlation with it. Like,
yeah,
tired of this shit.
Because when it started, like my freshman year, I had a roller backpack, but. It, for me, it wasn't stairs. It was students. It was a lot of people in them hallways. So it's just bing, 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 bing,
walking
bing.
Hella slow.
So I had to change that my second semester, high key. Yeah. But, it started out as two different nicknames from two different people. And then the third person called me them together. And then it just stuck.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Never wanted. I was like, please stop calling me that. I was legit like, please don't call me that. That's like the real first time like peer pressure, like it didn't matter if I said no.
Damn.
So like I had people I was
hell yeah.
I had a non-consensual nickname and no one cared.
I feel like all of high school was non-consensual.
Hella.
Facts.
That's where you
every
learn.
Little bit of it, like throw the whole joint away.
That's where you learn like yo. Interpersonal relationships.
That's where your boundaries are first crossed in high school.
Oh, yeah, hard.
like
hard line stepping, habitual line steppers in high school.
Like HBCU
for fun.
No, I'm thinking about it. There was really no one to be like that close with throughout my time in high school. Mm. Like most of the people I was cool with were either one or two grades above me or one or two grades below me. Case in point, Freddie.
Yeah.
He's two grades below me. And even then, I don't think we talked a lot in high school.
Mm.
Like we just saw each other in the hallway and was like, so, and just like dapped up and kept pushing
all the time for 2 years.
I noticed like a lot of my friendships developed after high school, if they developed. Or no, there were people I was friends with during high school, but I'm not gonna name a certain person just because he wanted to do some weird shit.
Don't they always? Don't they?
And it sucks because he was one of my best friends in high school. Mm. That if I did have a, like someone I would either talk to outside of school, because that's the other thing. I don't really talk to nobody outside of school, outside of Facebook. Mm, like I didn't go to no functions. I didn't like people were hanging out or anything. Like I was in Carson. I'm in Carson. I'm gaming. I'm chilling. Or I'm hanging out with Kent.
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of people that I was kind of close to during high school, even if like we were close, I didn't really consider us like extremely close because I'll be honest, like each one of them did something along them 4 years to either piss me off or like really like kind of be disrespectful in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's like I was a kid who was just starting to come out of my shelteredness and having to find myself in a school that I said last week felt like a pocket dimension. You can see how it just felt weird.
Yeah.
So it's like, and then a lot of people that I talk to now, like in high school, they do content now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, some people have come forward and it's like, you know, like I saw you doing that back. He's one of them. And I told him that when he told me, he's like, I'm not used to hearing that, so I don't really know how to react to it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to be like, yeah, you know, I'm like, I get, you know.
You're a little shy.
So it's like some people have done that and others, like, they want to work with me now. And it's like, we were cool, but I don't remember being treated like a friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's one person who I can say confidently was that, and his name's Austin Batiste. Shout out, Mr.
Oh,
President.
Yeah.
Shout
out to you. Hell yeah. Shout out, Austin.
Always treated me with respect during high school. We were close.
Hell yeah.
He gave me a lot of rides when I had no car.
Hell yeah.
To Broadway Showcase practice and Zero Period and all this other stuff. So, like, he and even we've kept, not like, you know, like you were saying, it's not like it's active, but it's like, you know, he always would check in with me.
Yeah.
I'd always check in with him, check in with my moms and all that stuff. So it's like, I appreciate him because he's someone that kind of helped keep me sane. That was in my grade.
Yeah.
While going through everything. And like, he's someone that wants to work with me too, but it's like, I appreciate that he even hit me up for that.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, like, if you have anything, I want to work with you. It's like, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I was like, yeah I might have two roles for you, low key, to be honest.
Nah, Austin's a solid dude. I grew up with Austin. Like, Austin has always been a stand-up dude. Like, and then him just being in the military after he graduated just fit even more so, like, with his personality. Like, him and his sisters have always been solid. So shout out to the Batiste family for sure.
That's what's up.
And the only thing with that was he would usually be with people that I didn't like.
Yep, I feel that.
And whether it was I didn't like you because I genuinely didn't like you or because like my personality didn't mesh with yours very well, it got to a point where I remember I was sitting at the table we usually all sit at during lunch, and I'm just sitting there and I'm like, I don't want to be here just because it's like I don't feel like I'm being stimulated.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I started going to the computer lab. I started fucking around with GarageBand. Like, wait, what's this? Started editing random clips together.
Yep.
So for me, friend, there's not a lot of people that I can even really like even think that I talk to now still, like besides Mitch, Freddie, Austin from time to time, Connor from time to time.
Yep.
I think I have more female friends from high school than anything. Just because, like, more so from sports and Broadway Showcase.
Mm.
Like, Kiva.
Yep.
She's a homie. We ain't spoken a minute, but, like, we usually keep in contact a lot.
Yep. Same.
Someone else from my grade named Ashley. We don't really talk a lot, but we interact with each other. And it was kind of cool because I didn't know she like liked me at first and just like platonically as a person.
Yeah.
And I remember she wrote something in my yearbook senior year and it was like, never change. Like you never changed. And I remember I was like, that took me aback. And I was like, and I told her, I was like, you know, honestly, didn't know you fuck with me like that. It's like, oh, yeah, no, blah, 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 blah. Like, and so it's like, since then, like I said, we're not like best friends or nothing, but like, just that mutual interaction is like, that's how my relationships have grown with my friends from high school. It's more so been outside of high school.
Right.
I don't think a lot of people understand the importance and just the wonderfulness of strictly platonic opposite gender friendships.
Oh, man.
They are literally the best thing.
For real.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I forgot a few, but I remember y'all. We'll get into it later.
For real.
It's like, I don't think anyone of like the opposite, like men or women, anyone in between, I don't think y'all understand because it's a blessing. I feel like, because opposite of you, but similar, all the friends I had in high school were men or boys. Let's be specific.
Oh, nah.
Whoa. Right. Open up.
Let's be specific. They were boys. They weren't 18.
No, that's good.
You know?
Right. Like, no, right. You said, right.
Before that's, you amended it.
It's boyish activity. But it's like one of those things as a woman. Having a bunch of niggas around you, platonically, you get put on game.
Yep. Early.
Early. I don't, there's nothing that most men could say to me to be like, oh my gosh, you make me feel so pretty. Fuck that. If you're not coming correct, don't come at all. And, that, you know, it's like, y'all.
Hell yeah.
Like, you don't get that.
Crowd felt that one.
Talk your shit.
You don't get that, like, all the time in these women-on-women friendships. Even one of my homies. And even one of my homies, he's the only person from high school that I talk to. The only person. This is my best homie. And we be talking, and I put him on game to some things with women. A lot of the time. And he'll come back and talk to me like, yo, you were right, blah, 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 blah. I did it. This is.
Yep.
And, yo, went perfect.
Facts.
If that is who you're attracted to, if you are a man attracted to a woman, it's important to have platonic friendships with women. As a woman attracted to a man, it is important to have platonic male friendships.
Right.
Because you get an unbiased view of that species.
Right.
Just point blank, period. These men will talk all they want to women. To try to get in y'all pants or do this, do that, do that, da 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 da. Go to one of your homies and be like, yo, he said this. Is he bugging or not? You know?
Exactly.
That's biggest takeaway from high school in general.
No, that's facts. And y'all saying that reminded me, there was somebody else, and I don't know if y'all had these relationships where it's like normally senior year, whether it's while you're in school or like right around the time you graduate. And you meet somebody that you didn't talk to the entire time you were at school.
Yeah.
And y'all have maybe a handful of interactions before you graduate or like after. And it's like, why the fuck didn't I meet you beforehand?
That's my homie.
So I just wanted to say shout out to Gracie. I ain't gonna say your last name, but senior year, second semester, study hall. That was the first like homegirl. Like outside of like, you know, your parents' friends and shit like that, like that I had, like we had study hall together. We would go to the library, like, cause we were in Garcia's class. So we would go to the library and basically just be in there bullshitting for like an hour. Cause it would be block period on like Wednesdays or Thursdays, some shit. So it's right before school got out. When I was going through like some emotional shit, like, you know, like you do in high school, it's like, that was the homegirl that was like, she was a hard ass, but she was sarcastic as shit like I was. So she got where I was coming from and like how to convey I'm dealing with this and this girl. And she would give me like good advice on that. Like, again, second semester, literally the last couple months before school's out.
Right.
Right. Wasn't a whole year. Wasn't a whole, you know, whatever. It's like the last couple months before school. It's like, so shout out Gracie being, I still got your note that you wrote. on that piece of paper from high school. I kept that for 10 years.
Damn.
Yeah, she was a real one. Like, that was, I had my dogs, and it's like I had other people I was cool with, but those three guys and her was like, those were my people in high school. Yeah. So I just wanted to make sure I gave her that shout out, because you was a real one for all the stuff that you did.
Nah, I feel that. Did y'all go to prom with y'all friends?
I didn't get to go to prom.
Oh, really?
No, I went to maybe 3 school dances in 4 years. So I'll let y'all go into that. If y'all want me to talk about that, we can. But y'all talk about prom. I didn't go. I don't have shit to contribute.
Nah. Prom was okay. I went with the homies. The best part was I went with the homies. Like,
I wish.
See, I didn't really feel like I had a lot of homies. But I did go.
Right.
Like, I went with a date, and who... I guess the closest people I could call homies were the people I went in a limo with.
Yeah. No, yeah. It was me and, like, 3 of the guys in our friend group.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of them had a girlfriend who was also a friend in the group. So, obviously, they're going together.
Right.
And so, as single folks, you know, it was just me and I think did I take the picture down on Instagram? I probably took it down. But it was me and 3 of my guy friends at the time. And we just went, like, one of his parents, like, one of the guys, both of his parents drove us around everywhere we wanted that night.
Okay.
It was fine.
That's what's up.
It was one of those interesting things because, you know, being in high school, being a nerd, being a girl with glasses, you're not sought at, like, not that I wanted to be, but, like, you're not sought after by guys for real. And so I show up at prom in my prom dress. Y'all know the dress because we did that shoot in it. Remember the one we shot in my garage?
That was the one?
That was my prom dress.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You told us that. Yeah, that's right.
And so that was my prom dress. So that was, like, the first time anybody had seen me done up because I didn't wear makeup.
Right.
My hair is done like an average teenager with black hair.
You had bangs?
Nah. I would do a little side swoop. I was in my emo phase.
I remember when they started doing that shit. I was like, when the fuck did y'all start getting bangs?
Yeah, I like my little...
Just look with, inside. On me.
Listen, with the beanie, with the little... With the little...
Bruh. Don't cut my eye.
Black nail polish, all black and like... It's hints of white or silver.
Sun.
Band tees.
Green Day, Linkin Park.
Listen, I was about to say Attack on Titan. Pierce the
basically,
Veil.
Levi type shit.
Attack on Titan is like the anime version of metal music.
Right.
But Pierce the Veil, Sleeping with Sirens, Black Veil Brides, Of Mice of Men. My Chemical Romance, Falling in Reverse.
Mm-mm.
That's a whole other episode. Anyway, that was like my, along with anime, that was my nerd fandom because all my friends were metalheads and anime geeks.
Damn.
Yeah, we were a very specific bunch.
Nah, you was in it deep.
We were a very specific bunch. But yeah, it was fine. Oh, my point was, I show up to prom and people were like, who is that? Legit niggas didn't recognize me. It was hilarious.
That shit.
And then it's like, I'm with my homies and they're like, oh, that, I'm not saying my government name. I'm like, oh, that's CJ. And you're like, oh? Even now, when I be talking to my homie on FaceTime, because he's still back in D.C., he be hanging out with some of the same dudes from high school.
Right.
And he told me that one of the guys was like, damn, she be looking like that now? I'm like, fuck off, nigga. Hop off my dick. Not to sound cocky or nothing, but it's just like,
damn.
Like, get out of here. Like, don't do that shit now.
Man.
We need a boo button.
Right.
See.
I don't like it when people try to come back and switch up. For real. That's kind of
I can feel that.
I understand that. I have my issues with that argument.
Yeah.
Not you specifically, but like, yeah.
I'm not a huge fan. It's like, yeah, obviously people grow and change and whatnot. That's super valid. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, nah, I'm cool. Mm-hmm. I'm just in a, like, I ain't trying to get pulled back into some shit to where you're going to take me.
Right.
You know, like I tried to rekindle a friendship with one of my old best friends from college. No, not college. High school. This was in college.
Ooh.
When we tried to rekindle things. And one thing I noticed is just like, he talk about himself a lot.
Mm.
Like every sentence starts with I or me, you know, just referring to himself, you know. And like any question he would ask me would be an indirect way to talk about himself.
Oh,
I'm just not gonna talk.
Right.
No, for real. So when you like,
love those people.
We weren't recording yet, but Nation said like, you know, I don't talk no more. Big feel. I felt that. I just stopped talking at one point. Cause why?
For real. Like, you obviously want to hear yourself talk.
For real. And we weren't even on a phone. It was just like back-to-back messages. This was in the DMs on Instagram.
What? Get your goofy ass out of here.
That's weird. Yeah. I thought at least it was in person.
Oh, me?
Nah. No.
How you do that over the phone and you're not even talking?
Just like back-to-back
You are
messages.
A professional narcissist. What the hell?
That.
Weirdo.
I ain't saying no names either.
That's
if
wild.
You watching this and I went to high school with you, go ahead and guess.
I'm going to say something one
confirmed.
Day. One day.
Bruh.
Listen, you know, I said this last time, I'm not fond of high school. It was one of those things, I thought I had some good friendships, but a lot of high school was like a lot of friendships ending and then some new ones starting and then ending again.
Yep.
It was just like a whole little roller coaster. And then when I thought I found like that core group of people, it was like, you know, we were friends and we graduated together. Woo, 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 woo. I left for LA in October of that year. A lot of people started college in August.
Mm-hmm.
So I had those months by myself. And then come like Thanksgiving break, I come back to DC and I text the group like, hey guys, I'm back in town. Crickets. Fucking crickets. And it's just like, I bet. I haven't talked to him since. One of them tried to reach out to me via my mom or something, but like.
Don't you dare approach my mother.
Yo. Yo, this guy I used to talk to.
I forgot to hear.
This guy I used to talk to back home. I met him at an anime convention. You probably know who you are.
Mm-mm.
While I was out here in college, he texted me and said, you and your mother look just alike. I said, nigga, what?
I ought to beat your ass.
Out of nowhere. Hadn't talked to him in like a year at this point.
I ought to beat your ass, bro.
And I was also in a relationship at this point. So I'm like, huh?
What do I even mean?
Right.
Yo, I'm like, no, and I literally said, like, what are you talking
get
about?
Get your freaky ass on. On me, lock this nigga that, up.
I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, oh, I'm at a performance and I saw your mom and I knew it was her immediately. I was like, huh?
Okay, I mean, what are you telling me for?
But first of all, I ain't never shown that nigga my mom. So it was like, how did you know that was my mother? And you just saw her on stage performing. And he approached my mother. That was the thing for me. I'm like, you up?
Yeah, for real. I was waiting on that.
He approached her. And I'm like, what and on God's earth compelled you to do that? That was just weird. And I called my mom.
Are you like, good, man?
Bro, and I'm like, don't you have a whole ass girlfriend? Why are you thinking about me?
I can't stand niggas.
Approaching my mom.
I can't stand niggas.
That.
I'll make the rest of us look bad.
Yo, I got stories that'll make your whole species awful.
We can be here all day.
You need
to
go extinct. Let women find out how we can reproduce on our own and we won't need y'all niggas no more.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Some of us still like y'all for real. Don't do that.
I mean, we'll keep the ones that like us and like, you know, that
we should have a whole episode of stories, okay?
Yeah.
We can get to some drama.
We could. We're going to say that. We definitely could do that.
Drop some coin.
Nah, for real. We got y'all.
You drop some coin, I'm going to give you some names.
I'll give you some good stories.
All the people I feel like I'm not friends with, you know who they are.
Ooh.
Drop some coin.
Drop some coin. Yes. If you,
the Blue,
Patreon,
or anyone you know
soon,
is interested in supporting a up-and-coming podcast with some of your favorite people, you can support us by hitting us on our Cash App. It'll be in our bios. We'll definitely create a Patreon for show.
Oh yeah, no, that exclusive content, because I'll drop names for somebody.
I got stories. Don't
I'll do personal reviews.
I got tales for you.
Right. We got Adventure
We'll
times.
Do personal reviews. If you know us from legends. Back in the day and you right. want to know our honest thoughts, give us $20. Right.
We got all kind of tales, legends, myths, fantasies. We got all that.
I always said that I could write a book on everything that I know, just on drama. Because for whatever reason, I was never directly involved in any drama, especially in college.
Facts.
But I knew everybody's shit.
That part.
I know everybody's shit. And y'all could pretend y'all are a happy little couple, but I know exactly why he won't break up with your ass.
Hold on.
And he's staying on in that relationship. Okay.
Yeah, pay for that Patreon so y'all can figure out who she's talking about before we end up getting canceled. what was the other thing you were gonna talk about?
Oh, the other thing, thank you for bringing me back to life, Freddie.
That's what I do here. Keep everybody on track.
A little clear. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to know is what specifically about like your fandom, your nerdy fandom,
ooh,
like carried on to you in adulthood?
Shit.
Because I know both of y'all have Star Wars, but y'all also are part of other nerdy fandoms.
Fudge.
So, like, I know for me, when it comes to anime, there's certain ways I view life due to, like, the anime I grew up on.
That's what I was going to say. Honestly, the overarching theme that comes to me is just what carried with me was just continue to believe in myself.
Mm.
That's what a lot of things I watched was always talking about.
Believe it!
Like, yeah.
Luke Skywalker's story, like Goku,
Naruto.
Almost all main characters Naruto, you can think Luffy. Of. So it's like,
you
know, for me, it was like that, you know, always believing in myself and just not letting the person who made the dream get lost at the older you get.
Right.
You made a very valid point. I feel like being into our nerdy fandoms, quote unquote, it's like it allows us to hold on to that inner child and kind of grow with it, heal with it.
Yeah.
You know, like on my bad days, I want to watch some anime.
Right.
On my good days, I want to watch some anime. You have to consistently feed that inner child or you'll just become a Squidward. I already feel like a Squidward.
Hey, I was Squidward for a little bit.
Squidward.
Real quick, do y'all, I don't know if this is y'all, but I noticed that I quote SpongeBob at least every day.
Oh, yeah. I just quoted earlier. The balloons. Yeah. I quoted at
least
a couple times.
Are you feeling it now, Mr. Krabs?
Y'all are hilarious.
Are you ready?
Hell no.
This is such a nice crowd we got here.
Right, they laughing at everything. Don't encourage this at all. Answering her question, I think if I was answering your question from my perspective, yes. I think that one of the things that, or at least, and like Nation said, an overarching thing was the story isn't over like when you think it is, right?
Oh,
and for me, I think when, like I said, my thing is Star Wars, right? So if I look at perspective and perception, right? When you're a kid, right, good and evil is black and white.
Yeah.
Right? So there are certain themes you take out of it, like, you know, being a good person, being helpful, right, fighting against like evil qualities, wanting to, you know, be a good person.
Yeah.
But then you get older, life happens, right? You'll make decisions that have negative outcomes, right? You'll make decisions that negatively affect other people, right? Whether you mean to or not. And you kind of have to battle with that identity of self, right? Am I a villain, right? Or am I a good person, right? I have good intentions and bad things still happen, right? So if I look at the story of that and you compare it to life, like your perception changes as you experience life, right? There are certain aspects to anime that you didn't pick up on when you were a kid because you didn't go through anything that made any of that relevant. Right. But when you got older and you rewatched it, it was like, oh, that's why, kind of going back to our first conversation, you humanize certain aspects of villains because it's like, I've experienced certain things that make me understand that to a degree. So for me, it was always like, the story isn't necessarily over when you think it is. There are going to be times when you're a villain in somebody's story, right? Yeah. You look at the tragedy of a character like Darth Vader, right? Yeah, you're a bad person, but you look at everything that happened up to that, right? You were born into slavery, right? Met the, you didn't know it, but the love of your life, right? Left your home and your mom, right? Joined this new religion, became this warrior, fought in battles, got tricked, played, manipulated, right? Had a family, a wife, and then she died, right? Damn. And you feel responsible for her death. You have kids that you find out as adults are alive that you never knew.
That sounds like one of my soap operas growing up.
So, and
this
it's
is
like
Star Wars.
And you see how deep it gets when you go through life and it's like, it's actually a tragedy. Like, Darth Vader isn't this hulking figure, right? Just like your perspective on somebody. Like, all I know is the negative about somebody. But when you deep dive into who they are, just like with yourself, you make mistakes. You'll make actions that hurt and affect other people or have stuff done to you that might cause you to make bad decisions. You didn't mean to hurt people, but you were reacting to something.
That nigga killed the younglings.
And it's like, all this is who he is as a person, but you have to look at it as a whole, not just, oh, I messed up in this moment. This is going to define me forever. Or I made a mistake in this decision. That's going to define me forever. It's not over yet. Right. So that's kind of what I took from the fandom.
Yeah.
In terms of the overarching theme for me. Mm. It's like,
that's powerful, y'all. Damn. Damn.
Amen.
I think for me, I was a very dark child. And so for me,
add more sounds to this.
All right. Internally. That's what she's talking. Internally.
I need ooh.
Right.
But with anime, you know, anime was kind of like an escape for me.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of my one place to be happy because I wasn't happy
right
growing up. And nobody's fault. It was just like, for whatever reason, how emotions were working with the chemicals changing in my body, I didn't have any emotions. And so, like, where I really felt heard and understood was through metal music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the way that when you're in a dark space that felt and, like, everyone around you is fucking happy as shit, nothing you and nobody can relate to you. Nobody can, except for that music. My very first concert, I went to a metal concert by myself.
Ooh-wee.
I took a $60 Uber my freshman year of college to see one of my favorite metal bands. You know, and so it's like that stuff, like even to this day, that is my high school nostalgia. That is like, it's now my happy place.
Yeah.
Because it helped me through some dark shit.
Facts.
You know, like literally a lot of these bands like save lives.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand how much music can genuinely save a life.
Yep. We were talking about that before. Yep.
Yeah. Like there are people who are on the brink of, you know, offing themselves, and just there were certain songs that resonated to their core.
Yep.
That like kept them going.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, metal music was my reality and anime was my escape.
Damn. That's deep. That's hella deep.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's why I don't look back on that time fondly, because it's just like, it was a really dark place I was in, for real.
Wow.
Fucking hate high school.
Bro. Hey man, I appreciate the shit. I'm a realist, though.
Again, I wouldn't do that shit again. I wouldn't.
That's what I'm saying. If we, going back to the first one, if we go back with knowledge, it has to be 1 year. I can't do four again.
No, that
even I would do with four. The knowledge.
High school wrecked my mental health.
I would change the world.
Because I'm gonna keep looking at y'all. I don't want to look at y'all another 4 years. That's gonna be 8 years total.
I don't want to look at y'all for another day. There are a lot of people I just wouldn't speak. I don't want to speak to y'all ever again.
Cause y'all not gonna change.
And I'm looking at y'all know who you suck. Are.
Okay, I know. I don't want us to go like hella long. But I was just thinking, like, having the knowledge you have now is one thing. Do you have the same attractions as well?
Hell no. You're an adult. If you're thinking like if you have the knowledge you have now, yeah, you got to think about who you are mentally in this moment.
You're gonna be
disappointed.
Fuck.
Because you're gonna know how those people end up.
Okay. I didn't sleep with nobody in high school, so I'm not worried
Neither
about
did
that.
I.
Same.
But it's like I would know how shit play. Damn.
Like you could try to change the future.
I could wait 4 years.
That might be hard for a couple people I know.
I could wait 4 years.
Like,
I
didn't
wait for what?
Like for my attractions to catch up with the people that I'm peers with. Like, because if I go back to freshman year, that was 09. Yeah. So like I was like 13. It's like so. Obviously, 27-year-old. I'm not physically attracted to 13-year-olds.
Right.
It's like high school. It's like you're not talking to seniors as a freshman, especially not a dude, unless you're like an athlete. So I don't have to worry about that. And then senior year, still wasn't fucking with nobody. And again, you're still a minor. I could wait till I hit like 21. I could wait.
Yeah, see,
it wouldn't be illegal, but I'd still feel wrong.
It's gonna give me an incentive not to talk to y'all even more.
And like that would be fine. Like I could wait till I was 21. That wouldn't be an issue. But it would be like knowing how people's lives play out.
Yeah,
it's like don't say nothing crazy to me.
And then also,
I'll really fuck you
knowing
up.
Knowing how they treated you, like how they ended up treating you. I know, like my best friend from middle school. Friendship ended by the beginning of senior year. We didn't even go to the same school. Mm-hmm. My best friend from the beginning of high school, don't talk to that person. Like, I legit don't talk to nobody. So, like, even having to deal with those motherfuckers, I would want to punch them in the face every damn day.
Would I change anybody?
Would you? Ooh.
That's the weird thing, because I didn't get bullied like that.
I didn't get bullied either.
I ain't getting bullied. People just sucked.
Yeah,
like people suck, but it wasn't like I had to worry about going to school.
Right.
Like nobody was like pressing me in a hallway or no shit like that.
Yeah.
Like you wasn't going to do that anyway, but damn.
I mean, I don't know. As a girl too, like you got, I don't want to say I got picked on by some of the guys, but you know, it was just like the guys who were deemed popular in that grade would be like, would try to like, fake ask me out, try to make it seem like they were asking me out or
oh,
some
yeah.
shit.
Use me in boys.
Yeah.
Use me in funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, CJ, you want to go out with me? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, David.
Ha ha. It's no. Like, ha, she told
and
you.
And they're like,
no,
nah, we're serious, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, come on, go out with me. I'm like, no. Because I know what y'all trying to fucking do. You're trying to embarrass my bitch ass. And
right.
That's not happening.
Ah, you thought we liked you. Like,
exactly.
That's when that shit was funny. Like, see, that's probably why. Okay, you're right. I probably couldn't do 4 years because I've already matured past the point where that shit is funny.
Yeah,
like I really
like I'm gonna dead face all of y'all.
Yeah, like
and you gonna think,
bro? You remember?
They gonna,
bro?
Your jokes, everything is like
right
insignificant.
So, oh, let's go pants this dude. Really?
Then I'm gonna say something that really hurt your feelings because
right because I know your life, man. Like,
and now. And it's worse for me because I'm damn near 30. My filter's
shit,
lost.
Too,
isn't your 10-year this year?
Nah,
mine is this year.
Yeah, my 10-year.
If
like,
we have one, is this
like
year.
2 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you're two. That's the funny thing. So if y'all don't know, we're all 2 years apart. So Nation is 2 years older than Freddie, and Freddie is 2 years older than me.
2011, 13, 15.
Yep. I ain't going
classes.
To my shit. Fuck all y'all.
I'd go to mine.
If I didn't have to pay, I would have went.
I'd go to mine, but it's not confirmed yet. It's like.
Or if it was happening right now, I'd go because there's more to talk about.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I got shit to talk about right now.
2 years ago, it was like right on that cusp of like getting where I want to go.
Hell yeah. See, okay. Finishing up my point and then I'm done. Like, we were talking about like high school sucking and shit like that, right?
Yes.
And like your 10 year. Give your kids the ability to be autonomous from you. like if you're a parent, like teach them how to be like their own individual.
Yeah.
Right. Because the thing for me was like, of course, the cliche when we were growing up was like, you want to come back to your high school reunion if you weren't popular in high school and shit on everybody from high school. That's the cliche when you were a kid. Now it's like, I'm not trying to do that. It's like everybody lives life. Shit happens.
I'm trying to do that.
This nigga. I'm trying to do that. I'll flex, but I'm not coming back to high school. Like, I remember that shit you did to me. Yeah, now what, nigga?
I'm not bringing up the past. I'm doing better than you.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. But for me, it was like, if you teach them how to do that, I think it creates like the type of person to where if you go back in high school as like, let's say you go to a 10-year, right? It's like you have shit to talk about that matters, because it was like, I wasn't defined by the shit that happened in 4 years.
Yeah.
Like, you can break that stigma. Like, what happens by the time it's senior year? It's like, you're not going to care about none of these motherfuckers when you graduate.
And I wish...
None.
I wish people emphasized on that. Like, mainly adults.
Yes.
I wish the adults emphasized that none of these motherfuckers would matter after senior year.
As soon as you shake that hand... Grab that paper and walk across that stage.
Because everybody, and you watch all those TV shows like 90210, One Tree Hill, and all of these high school shows growing up where, like, it's long-lasting high school friendships.
Bullshit.
That is absolute bullshit.
Bullshit. Degrassi, I know that shit real.
I was about to bring up Degrassi. It was going to be Degrassi in a minute.
So, do you know... That is the one and only episode that of Degrassi I ever watched, and I like ran into the room crying.
What, the Jimmy episode?
Yes.
How?
Of course it was. This was the only shit they was playing.
That actually makes me upset.
That was the only episode. That was the first and last episode of Degrassi I ever watched.
We're watching the rest of it. Add that to the list.
The rest of what?
Degrassi, that long ass series.
Right. What you talking about?
Y'all want me to watch Star Wars?
We watched the first part of that shit.
Hey. Y'all pay enough. We'll watch it on Patreon.
Not the new shit. It's the old one.
No, there's Drake new Degrassi. Shot.
Yeah, it's still going. That's why I was like, "What are you talking about?"
Not him turning off the mic.
You thought it was done?
Yeah.
No, it's still going. They got niggas still enrolling at that school.
They should go.
It's like, I remember being in like middle school and having like, that was the first form of like water cooler gossip people would have. Like, did you watch Degrassi?
See, for me and my friends in middle school, it was Glee.
Glee was the shit they talked about when we went to high school. And this was like fundamental differences between like what my social life was and going to high school. Glee was high school. That was the white kids. All the black kids I hung out with was basically Degrassi or... what was that? Ooh, it was some shit on BET, but it was like,
I think I know what game,
you're talking about. The game Degrassi is like, the game was like when we got older, like you're going into high school, senior year, junior year, or you going to college. That's when people started watching like that kind of TV.
See, but, I grew up watching soap operas. It was One Life to Live, All My Children, General Hospital, My Grandmother Loves Downton Abbey. Like, I was growing up watching the soap operas. I was already there. Nash. I was on Bravo watching Real Housewives. We would only turn to, like, ABC for certain shows, like Glee, because me and my mom loved watching Glee.
Theater kids.
Yeah, that's what got me into theater. I was just having that conversation
the other day. How the fuck is that show still going on?
Which show? Degrassi.
Because they don't want no new shit.
Like, I thought The Walking Dead was bad.
Yo.
Wait, after what's his name died?
Who? Rick?
I ain't going to say because she ain't watched it.
Watch what? The Walking Dead?
Right.
I saw the Everybody Ate Chris episode.
Hey,
that was my first viral video. I'm the first one to put that clip up on YouTube. Suck my dick.
Hey, really? That was you?
Yep.
That's what's up.
They got copyright in the week. Brody had 24K views. I didn't care.
Hell yeah.
That's fire.
Like, fuck yeah.
That's fire. We got history in the building. That's fire.
I'm kind of mad. It should have got more low key. You know that. Yeah. I thought that was a big ass. I should have put like a little ad campaign behind it. That's what I should have did.
Yeah.
That shit would have been fire, bro.
Yeah. No, I watched that episode.
That shit was funny though. That was fun to see in real time.
Hell yeah. What's our time looking like? What's the time looking like? We gotta be over at this point. We gotta be over.
Yeah, 1:10.
Okay. CJ, you got an outro for us? Anybody got a soundtrack? We got some music? Are we still?
We appreciate y'all, man.
Right. We want to thank everybody that came out to support the show this week. This is our second episode of our podcast.
Yes.
Right. We want to thank our live audience. We want to thank the TKK family. Shout out to our homegirl, Elena, blessing us with this amazing opportunity, for sure.
And the space and all of that joint.
Next time. This is Bluetooth.
Ah, okay.
I just looked at that symbol.
For real. We appreciate everybody that tunes into our podcast. We appreciate all of the support that we get. But for sure, we want to thank our sponsors, TKK Radio, unofficial sponsors.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Elena. We want to thank everybody that supports YFT. Everybody that's, you know, sharing and supporting, we appreciate everybody.
Yes, thank you guys so much. If you like what we talked about, continue the conversation in the comments.
Yes.
You know, you can find this podcast on YouTube, anywhere you stream podcasts.
Facts. Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
iHeartRadio.
Ooh, yes. And until next time.
We are YFT.
Till next week. Run, 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 run.